share one by one, and the Pinkies before that, Danger Games, right here on Vectis Radio FM 104.6. So I've just mentioned, I've got two people in the studio. They're both from Carisbrook. We've got Alex, who will come to in a moment, and we've got Lucas as well. And I've just sort of said, oh, you got Monday off this week, haven't you? Because it's a bank holiday, and your little face lit up, didn't it?
Oh, so much.
You're still smiling now. You've got a day off on Monday. What are you going
to
do?
Of course. I don't know. Free time, maybe text a few friends, try and get to play with them more, since one of them have like quite a strict mum, but I won't give out names. Avoid all the violence that's currently going on.
Okay, all right. You did mention your dad not telling you about a bank holiday, and you blamed him for something.
Oh, I said, I mean, I could blame anyone, but my dad's. I know my dad gets quite jealous of me having so many free days off, especially during the recent lockdown we've had, and I just kind of said, oh, yeah, he's trying to avoid it, you know, kind of keep me in an icky mood. I disagree with that. I'm having the last laugh, Dad, I hope you know.
Yeah, he got Monday off. I bet he's got to work, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a DPD. Like, bless him, though. I hope he's okay. Good luck on that shoulder, by the way.
Yeah, good luck on that shoulder, by the way, Dad, yeah. So this week you've come in, you've done a podcast, and I'm very pleased with it, so we're going to play it out. How do you feel?
Oh, great. I'm so thankful that you're willing to put it on the radio. I'm glad. I see it as free advertising, but at the same time, I see it as like an act of generosity. And before we start, shout out to Becky, Hattie, Mr. B. I like to keep you anonymous, just because, you know, keep it cool. And Julie and Miss Smith. Yeah, Miss Smith as well. Okay. I'll put them at the last since they're not my favourite, joking.
Brilliant. Let's just bring in Alex, because he's your partner in crime. So you've done your first podcast. How do you feel about it?
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, hang on a minute. I'll put your microphone up. How unprofessional. That's better, Alex. There you go. You can talk now.
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant. I'm still not keen on the sound of my own voice, though.
It's a really strange thing, isn't it?
Where, yeah.
I remember getting a tape recorder long time ago, and it used to have like a built-in, you know, recorder, you know, microphone thing, and you used to talk into it, and you think, do I really sound like that? It sounds horrible. Once you've got over it, it'll be fine. You do have a good voice. I must admit, listener, you know, listening to you wrap up the podcast earlier on, it sounded, you sounded very BBC-like.
Oh, thank you.
Honestly, you've got to start believing in yourself. Now, in this hour, we've got a song for you, especially.
Oh.
You set me a task last week. Tell me what it was.
I asked you to play a song called Never Meant to Know by Tally Hall.
And I found it. I got it. It's on the system. We're going to hear it in this hour. Okay? So that's what we're going to be doing. What are you missing today by being here? Obviously, you should be at school doing lessons. It's not like I've kidnapped you or anything like that. But what should you be doing now?
Well, normally we'd be doing humanities. It's double humanities today, so we're missing out on humanities. I think English as well, and physics.
You happy about that?
Yeah, I'm not too keen on physics. I can't understand a word.
So Lucas, what have you got when you get back to school this afternoon? What lessons?
Well, I mean, if we're going off the very basic, I'd like to say that I'm getting a lunch first, technically, and that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. You could go into detail about my lunch, but there's no need to flex. It's a simple chicken avocado sandwich. Lesson-wise, we have another humanities. I think that's last lesson. And second lesson, we also have... Honestly, I have no clue. I do not have my times table on me, but I think it's either, I mean, maths, which is unfortunate, because I wish it was week one, because we'd be missing out on maths, but instead I'm having to do it, which is just great.
Can we just backtrack? Sandwich?
Yeah.
Chicken and avocado?
Yeah, quite an interesting combination.
But sounds nice.
My mum got me into it, thank you very much.
No, it sounds nice. Is it like a homemade thing? Do you bring packed lunch in, or did you get it at school?
A bit of both, really. My mum can buy it from, like, anywhere, really. And she can also make it herself. But I kind of like store-bought, because it tastes, I don't know, a little more fresher. I don't think there's any chemicals in any of them, of course.
Right. What's your mum's name?
Samantha. Very fancy.
Samantha, very fancy. I love the sound of chicken and avocado sandwich. Oh. So maybe you could pack one up for me for next week. Oh, what do you reckon?
Possibly.
What are the chances?
You have to email my mum. She's probably the only one you can make it that well.
We could get DPD Phil to deliver it.
Oh, possibly. A bit of mother-father combinations, if you can call it that.
That sounds like fun, doesn't it? Right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with some Madonna, and then we're going to chat some more, OK? And we got that brilliant track, Tally Hall, and Never Meant What?
Never Meant to Know.
That's the one. That's coming up soon.
Vectis Radio. FM 104.6. For the people. By the people.
It's 11:25. You're listening to Vectis Radio. We've got a couple of youngsters in from Carisbrook College, and we've got Alex in the studio as well. And not as well, he's one of those youngsters. That's implying that you're an oldie. Alex is in. I've got to ask you, Alex, I mean, how has the last 12 months been for you? And one thing I've noticed about you is that you come in with, and I hope you don't mind me saying, you've got the gloves on and you've got the mask on as well, which I don't blame you, because if you feel comfortable, that's fine. And in this current situation, I think you've got to feel comfortable and, more importantly, safe. So how safe do you feel?
Oh, very safe. The precautions you take here are the best I've seen on the island. Better than my home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. We take it very seriously. My brother is shielding, so we have to keep things like very, very sort of restrictive.
That's good to know that because for two reasons, we're getting it right. Other people coming in and saying more or less the same things. But, you know, what we don't, we kind of judge things. But you've now said that, and I'm not judging you at all. I look at you with your gloves and your mask on and I think, good for you. If you feel safe, do it. But you're obviously doing it for another reason, not just to keep yourself safe, but obviously you have to consider other people as well in the family, which is really, really good. You say your brother. How old's your brother?
I think he's 20-something. Sorry, Ben. I'm not very good with numbers.
he's only your brother. I mean, you know, you shouldn't know his age, really. But he's a 20-something, so he's really, really old.
Oh, yeah, quite.
And you're, what does that make me then? And what about you, Alex? How comfortable do you feel? How's it been the last sort of 12 months? Has it been a tough time?
Well, it's Lucas, but personally, for me, like I said before, wake up call, it was honestly amazing. I've definitely changed myself. Along with that, I have also been kind of focusing on my work. I've also been like kind of studying at home. Like, I've actually been doing my homework way more. One of the best during lockdown, not during class. I can think of tens of people who are probably like leagues in front of me, but a boundary, definitely a big boundary I've crossed, was my homework during lockdown.
Do you find yourself, cast your mind back to before the pandemic, do you go out more, did you go out more then, you know, in your free time, or do you go out, you know, less now?
Strange to be, I actually go out a little more before, like, during the last few weeks when you were able to meet up in, like, groups of five to whatever. I'm also not a number man. I tended to kind of, my friend had his birthday and I ended up going out to see that, and then following up the next few, like, quite sunny days, it kind of took place, like, almost a year from now, really, which is kind of funny, that thing that it's been like almost 11 months since then. Kind of during August, I went to see him a few more times after his birthday, and we just kind of went around the park in Newport and kind of had some fast food, because, you know, it's been a while since I did that. I was kind of eating less, so I decided to treat myself and treat my friends.
So what about you, Alex? Did you go out more now, or did you go out more before?
Oh, I never really went out, to be honest. The only times I ever do go out is, even before the pandemic, took my Nan shopping. Shout out to you, Nan. I hope you're doing well. went to a fish store, of course, and, of course, just to the supermarkets to pick up some food.
Brilliant. Now, look, we should say, Nanny who?
See, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, Nan. I forget names. I'm not very good with names, okay?
Yeah, she's only a Nan.
Yeah,
you
Nan.
Know.
I'm sorry.
Nan 1, Nan 2.
Hang on, should we just give you a minute? Just see if you can, recapture the... it's Nan. It's Nan. Oh, it's just Nan. So, Nan.
I don't really know a lot of names. I just call Mum, Dad. Ben, Nan, you know.
It's easier, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not very good with names. I'm very sorry.
That's all right, Nan. I think she'll know it's her. All right. Now, look, last week you set me a little challenge, just tell us about this song we're just about to play.
Oh, Tally Hall. Oh, thank you so much for playing this. I think it's very important for more people to know about this band, because they disbanded way back in 2012-ish, some point after they released their second album. Technically, they're still on hiatus, but the reason they stopped was because nobody really thought people were listening to them. But over the years, now that people have sort of discovered their songs on the internet, they've gained quite a large following. And to get more people sort of just to know about them, I think, is a brilliant opportunity, and I can't thank you enough.
Okay, it's no problem at all. So this is Tally Hall, and the song is called...
Never Meant to Know.
Okay, and we've got Steve Love's Gig Guide coming up. We've also got a local tune from Andy Roberts as well. Now, we've got Lucas in the studio. We've also got Alex in as well. And I'm just going to chuck a random question out there, Lucas, and ask you, what was the last thing you cooked?
Oh, cooked, that's funnily enough, because that was on Friday Food Tech. I made some nice kind of homemade simple cheese, nothing too plain, nothing too strong. Just a bit of all you need if you want to follow the recipe is 2 litres of full fat milk. Organic would probably get the nicest look, although I do warn you, it is awfully plain. I added a bit of a little concoction of garlic, some oil, chili flakes and some herbs, and it tastes nice, but it's extremely rubbery and can melt within like seconds. My microwave is too strong, if you ask me.
So what is it you made?
Some cheese, not like the cheddar, it's just like kind of like...
Oh, you actually made cheese?
Yeah, it's kind of like feta in a way, because it's quite like... its base is quite plain and like squishy.
So you just made cheese, so you're now a cheese maker as well?
Kind of, I could work anywhere, please hire me.
So, did anybody else try the cheese?
I tried my own, Alex actually made it with me. We're both doing food tech as a course, actually. Thank you, Miss Briscoe, she's the main person that does it all.
Okay, so you made cheese with Alex as well. What was it like, Alex? Was it edible?
Oh yeah, Lucas is brilliant. Mine, yeah, not so much.
So come on, Lucas, what was his cheese like?
I didn't try it, but he was able to smell it since I added like probably an unhealthy amount of garlic oil. But he said he always praises me, but. I mean, Alex's was quite good. Like, it was really smooth and it was really satisfying. Don't quote me on this, but I really wanted to just like to poke it because of how like squishy and like smooth it looked.
All right. So what are you doing on this week's food tech then?
We don't know when. I'm hoping it's either Thursday or Friday this week, but. I think we're doing fish cakes, and I don't know, I don't think it's next week, it could be next week, we'll be doing a vegan quiche, quite a new thing I haven't actually done before. I've made regular quiches, but not vegan, that's for sure.
Fish cakes sound nice.
Oh yeah, I'm a bit of a fish man, my dad makes fish pie quite a bit.
Okay, what about you, Alex? Do you like fish?
I don't eat fish, no.
Oh no, I suppose because you've got one of those fish tanks, is it?
Yeah.
You don't eat it on principle then?
I stick to keeping fish, not eating them.
That's a slogan right there. That's a T-shirt right there. Do you know what one of the funniest memories that I have is that I used to live with a fishmonger. Okay, so she would be like you know, gutting fish and so on. Sorry if this is upsetting you.
Oh no, but, no, it's fine. No, I just don't eat fish because I don't like eating it.
No, I respect that. So there we were in I think it was called Sheaths. We went in there. My son wanted a goldfish. So me and his mother went into the shop, and she's a fishmonger, and we're having a sort of a chat. How many do you want? And he says, I want two. I want to be able to call them Tom and Jerry. So the lady in the shop then sparked up a conversation and said, oh, I know what you do for a living, Ian, but what does your partner do? And she said, I'm a fishmonger. How she's hooking out the fish and putting them in a bag. It was just a very surreal conversation. Anyway, so you don't eat fish?
No.
Which is fair enough.
I don't like the taste.
You don't like the taste either?
No.
All right, okay. My son doesn't eat fish either. And he says it's the taste. What about prawns? Do you eat prawns?
No, anything seafood I don't really eat.
Okay, so what about you, Lucas? Anything you don't eat?
I mean, when I was like during like kind of my primary school years, when I I wasn't much of a vegetable man. I really hated mushrooms, but I've been getting into quite a few like Thai foods. I've been having a more like homemade stuff from other sides of my family. Like an example, one of my close friends from my dad's side of the family called Becky, she made this nice spag bowl spaghetti, and it had mushrooms in it, and it was really like, I think it was roasted or fried, but they were really like nice. Almost just like, they had like kind of a sausage-like sensation, and I've been really getting into mushrooms after like hating them for so many years. I'm pretty proud that I'm starting to try more things, but I hate olives. That's just a shout. I'm never going to try them. My dad loves them though, and you really need to let me know why, Dad.
So what about when you're having your tea? Is there anything, you know, what was the last thing you had that you said, look, I don't like this and I'm not eating it, so you pushed it to one side on your plate?
Funnily enough, my family usually gets me stuff that I enjoy, and usually, although sometimes it's different, sometimes it isn't, I tend to just usually have a lot of it. But if we're talking about most recent, I'd say the most recent piece of food that I remember not eating was unsmoked salmon. Like, I like salmon, like, in fish pie and that, but I don't like plain salmon, pink, naked, flat out on my plate, on my own. Like, I don't like, I usually like it smoked, so I give it a sensation.
All right, okay. So that's what you need then. You see, you're all right. When I was a kid, you got what you were given.
Mm, I'm very picky.
Your mum, Samantha, must look after you.
Mm, thank you very much.
That's back in good books, mum's good books. Any other shout-outs you want to do?
Yeah, I'll do a bit more detailed shout-outs so the people who I'm shouting out know who I'm talking to. Thank you, Julie, an LSA/English teacher. Miss Smith, our main English teacher, she's very lovely, although she's like super tall, so like I don't want to be anywhere near her when she's mad. Hattie and Becky, very close friends to my dad. You wanted this, but I'm thinking about half off for the shout out. We'll talk about payments later. I think that's all. Oh yeah, and Mr. B, my geography teacher.
Yeah, anything about Mr. B, geography teacher?
Very chill, barely have to do anything during his lesson, so like I'm pretty proud. But please don't take this to heart, I don't want to do any more.
I can just visualise them when you return to school, they're all looking at you as you go in, all waiting for you at the gate. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with some Sting, and then we're going to chat some more.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
If you love somebody, set them free. Right here on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, we've got a couple of students in from Carisbrook College. They are also known as the Castle Lads. How nervous have you been this week? Because you came in, and one of the first things you asked was, how many hits do we have on our audio last week?
I mean, I guess I really wasn't. I've been thinking about that, so I know where I can improve, because like, if we have a low amount, maybe we just haven't broadcasted it enough, and if we've got a lot of hits, then maybe we can focus on currently doing our main thing. That's why I wanted to know, and that's why I'm also extremely grateful that you're broadcasting it to the radio and also uploading it to your website. That just lets me know that I'm clearly doing good enough to get you noticed, and that's why I'm excited, because I tend to pay attention to how I'm doing, and observation's kind of one of my key things. I like to do a lot to everything in my life.
Alex, how many times have you listened to it?
I think about two or three times on my main account, once on my spam. I've sent it to a few friends, sent it to my mum, who sent it to a few relatives and friends. Played it at school. So probably around almost a dozen times.
See, I find that amazing, because so far, every time we play anything with you, you start cringing when you hear your voice.
Yeah.
And yet you've got a great voice.
No, I haven't. I bet when I look back at this.
Tell him.
No, you're Alex, I'm sorry to distribute the beef. I know we're meant to, like,
distribute the beef.
I mean, you know, I mean, the arguments. I mean, just kind of, I know we're meant to keep it clean on the radio, but if you weren't doing good, Alex, why would you be here? You wouldn't be here if you weren't doing good. You're doing the basic expectations, and I'm sure everybody in your family and in the school that is helping you can say that you've done good.
No.
He's not having it. He's not having it.
I'm an unstoppable force, and you're an immovable object. This is just going to go on until the end of time, and I can't deny that.
Okay, look, the podcast that you've done today, no one's heard it yet, only us and bits of it. So what we're going to do is we're going to make it go live at some point in the next 24 hours. We may even play it live on the show tomorrow between 12 and 1. Okay, I think that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to play the podcast, and we'll let the people decide. Alex, how's that?
Okay.
All right. And then when it's established that you do have a good voice, will you then accept it and we can move on?
No.
All right. Okay. So we might take a few more weeks, Lucas. Even was that a sigh?
I'm mentally preparing myself. Just like, you know, here we go.
Right, okay. We're going to go up to the 12 o'clock news with, this is Rod Stewart and Rhythm of My Heart. Thank you for being there, Lucas.
Oh, thank you very much. Hope you can hear our podcast on that will be uploaded to the website very shortly.
And thank you for being there, Alex, Mr. Voiceover Man.
Thank you for having us.